How's your week been going?
I'm losing it!
Yes, welcome to I'm Losing It. I am your host, Brian Kroc, and this one's going to be pretty much just a straightforward update from what's been going on in my life over the last couple of weeks. Really, it's been kind of an interesting time for me because I am generally not the type of person to go through a lot of emotional changes, but recently, though, I had some news that a family member was in the hospital, and it definitely threw me for a bit. Although everything was perfectly fine and everything is okay, nobody died with that, but I also had a death in the family from somebody who lives out of state, and that's one of those things. Like, I know that I've talked about it before on the show that I don't deal with death very well at all, but you know, those things never, like, they affect me, but my brain still goes into logical mode and it's just like, you know, this is the problem, this is the solution, and then it moves on from there. But I'm actually going to talk about something else that happened to me this last week, and that is I got depressed. Now, that doesn't happen very often for me, and most of the time I can shake it off in a day or so, but this one actually lasted for like 5 or 6 days. And I don't really know why it happened. Nothing of the sort from before triggered anything for it for me, and most of the time, like, it's just sort of a random event, and it's very few and far between. Maybe like once a year or so, like, I'll actually get depressed for a little bit of a amount of time. Now, in the past, it was usually because I felt that I wasn't doing anything, I wasn't accomplishing anything, and that kind of a deal. And usually that would happen, I don't know, really a few weeks from now, like right before my birthday. You know, I would get depressed about wherever the state of my life was at that time. And then Jessica showed up and I didn't have that anymore because Jessica was the, you know, a person who brought light into my life and gave me a reason to do most of the things that I was doing in my life, you know, like getting my life back into any kind of normal shape that it would be it working or be it losing weight or any of that kind of stuff. You know, Jessica is pretty much the reason why I do everything in my life. And, but this time around, you know, it happens mid-July, and there's no real reason for it. I'm happy with where I am in my life. I've lost a bunch of weight, obviously. I'm still working at a job that I absolutely love. I've got a thriving YouTube channel that has an incredible community of people that, if I'd asked for, you know, any kind of love and support from them, would overwhelmingly give that to me. And you know, try to make me feel better. And that's an amazing thing to actually see. And I love it. I love being able to get to help those people that watch the channel or listen to this podcast. Like, I like helping people and I like doing good in the world and making the world a little bit of a better place. But let me tell you about my depression. Now, first off, when I am depressed, I don't have that overwhelming desire to, like, just eat crazy stuff and go through there. I really don't even think about the food that I'm eating for the most part, which it also kind of leads to a problem of just boredom eating with me. But I got depressed this last week, and the first day it was just like, okay, sure, whatever. Like, and you know, I did my normal thing. I just sort of tried to focus on other stuff and you know, nothing really happened. And then the next day happened and I couldn't shake it. Like, it's to me just a complete lack of initiative. Like, it's this feeling that I just don't want to do anything. I don't want to move. I don't want to, like, go out and do anything. I don't want to actually, like, be a part of the world. I just want to stay off in my own little corner and, like, wait for the entire thing to pass. And so what I end up doing is, you know, when I am like this, I will do the standard thing that I do. I will play video games. I will watch TV. I will work on like a food thing or something like that. Even though I don't really have any initiative to actually get anything done, like I still find myself just forcing myself to do something, whether it is something mindless like watching a new TV show or something. But even then, when I'm watching the TV show, it doesn't matter what the show really is because I don't really care about what's going on in front of me. I'm just passing the time by while I'm trying to make myself feel better. Now, mind you, I don't have any medications for anything of the sort. I don't have like Jessica's anxiety problems or anything like that. And so for me, like I just sort of have to deal with my own brain the way that I have to deal with my own brain. And that is, logic is still there for me. And for those of you who have ever heard me talk about stuff like this, like, you know, like things being logical, things making sense, things being efficient, like those are the things that really drive me and make my brain like work the way that it works. And so when I'm depressed and I don't have any of the initiative and I'm just extremely lazy because of it, I still think in that logical term. I still think, you know, well, I should do this. I should do this. This is the problem that should be solved. But then I just can't work myself up to actually do it. So day three rolls by and I'm still feeling this way and nothing seems to be changing whatsoever. Normally that's when I can get to like my time back, you know, is like on day three is when I get back to normal. Day three rolls by and nothing changed whatsoever. I just sat there all day watching TV shows on Netflix and Hulu, and I played video games and I built things and just sat there mindlessly doing things that didn't make any sense whatsoever, like to actually solve my problem. Like I said, I was just passing time. And I don't remember what day it actually was, but one of the days Jessica went to her parents' house and left me alone with the dogs. And so I took care of the dogs all day and I did my normal thing and I watched TV and I played video games and all of that. And then Jessica got home and it was the only time in that entire day when I actually smiled and laughed at anything is when she got home and she does that to me sometimes. You know, she was very, very, she wasn't really paying attention to me being depressed, and she might not have even known that I was depressed, because when I am depressed, I don't really talk about it. I just sort of exist with it and then go on with my life. But I told her that I was depressed, and she, of course, then reacts to, well, why are you depressed? I'm like, I don't know why I'm depressed. I just am. And she doesn't like it. She says she doesn't like it when I'm sad, Brian. But I, you know, go throughout there, and I remember like this last Sunday was like sort of the final day that I had where I actually felt depressed about anything. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the fact that I went to church and I played music and, you know, I got to see my mom and I got to talk with her for a little bit. And then we actually, I had to go home and edit the video because I didn't do any editing the day before. I had a lovely conversation with my mom on the way home, actually from church. Like, she called me up and she was just asking me questions about why I was depressed or what I was going through at the time. And so I had a lovely conversation, and it was nice, you know, just being sort of outside and being in the sun and like that kind of stuff. And so I don't know what it was, but for some reason on Sunday, that's when my depression finally broke. I got home, knocked out the video that we were doing there, and then everything was golden. And so like right now I feel great. I feel absolutely normal. Like I have before, you know, I'm base level Brian is what I call it. And everything is just grand. My family member who was in the hospital is now out of the hospital, and everything is grand there. The family member that died, like, I don't actually know if there are any plans to have the funeral or anything in this time of COVID. I don't know anything about what's going on with that, but you know, it is what it is. And there's not much that I can really do about that anyway. But I think that for me, the thing that really gets me when it comes to my depression is, like I said, it puts me back into this absolutely lazy mode. And in lazy mode, Brian, that's the lazy Brian that will eat. And not necessarily eat bad things. It's just, that's the Brian that is like, okay, well, you know, I'm not really feeling happy, but you know, maybe if I change my sensory input, then it will change the way that my brain is processing this information. And so, you know, that's when I'm like, okay, well, yeah, you know, maybe I'll have a Laura bar, like, with whatever I'm eating for my breakfast at the time, you know, which, you know, the Laura type bars are basically just nuts and dates and, you know, fairly full of calories. But then it's like, you know, you think, well, maybe I can have another one later on. And so you eat that and you're like, well, maybe I can have some bread or something with the, and it's like, I start to add on things to the food that I normally eat. And so I end up eating more, and I end up eating things that are like, have more calories in them. And I know we don't count calories, but have more calories in them than what I normally eat throughout a day. And so because of this, and because of my depression and that, like, it gets me back into like that old sort of mindset before I lost all of the weight. And like I said, it's not necessarily eating bad. It's just eating in general to try and like change up whatever it is, because it's not an emotional response to me. Depression to me isn't sadness. Like, I'm not sad about anything. I'm just ambivalent to everything. Like, I just stop caring about anything that really needs to be done. I just stopped caring about myself. Like, I'm fairly certain I didn't shower for like 2 days or something. Like, at least that long. I don't recall. I know I pretty much wore the same clothes for two or three days before finally changing it all out. But you know, it saps me of any drive to actually get anything done. And then it also puts this thing into my head of like, well, maybe if I just change up some things, then maybe that'll fix it. And in reality for me, and I know this doesn't play out for everybody, but reality is for me that I have to come through it, because if I don't go through it, then I haven't solved anything. And I know that there's people out there who do counseling and who go talk to psychologists about these things. And I'm sure, you know, there's a psychologist or somebody who does counseling who's listening to this. And I know you understand it. I'm not the type of person that actually understands a lot of those things anyway, because like I said, I'm so like logic driven in most of what I do that it becomes like a single drive for me as to explain away issues with things. And I understand that can be, you know, typical for guys. Guys want to solve problems. You know, they don't want to just listen to problems. But to me, my depression doesn't necessarily have a solution to it. It's not like I can change anything outside to affect my internal state. And so I have to wait for my internal state to get back to the normal state that I'm in, that I would normally be in. But for some reason, this time around, it lasted longer than usual. And I don't really know why. So I'm sorry, I don't really have answers for you. I can't really tell you anything about this, and I can't really give you an explanation for why I am the way that I am. But what I can tell you is that after a while, I get over it. And I get back to my normal routine. And I get back to my mindset that I had and that I held before. And I'm not sad about it. I'm not happy about it. I'm not really anything when it comes to depression. But what I am now is I am happy that I am on the other side of it. And I am happy that I am back to more of a normal state of what I normally am. And I'm happy that I am married to my wife, who is my best friend. I am happy that I get to work at this job that I absolutely love. I am happy that I have a YouTube channel where I actually get to help people out. And everything seems to be going pretty well. I'd like to go take a trip somewhere. That would be super nice. But who knows when that'll actually happen, because I don't really plan trips. That's Jessica's job. You know, she loves to plan all that stuff out. And not to mention, I don't even know where we would go in this whole time of COVID anyway. But I definitely want to get outside of the house a bit more, because I am still feeling cooped up because I can basically work from the apartment all the time right now. But if you're listening, you may think, hey, this sounds a bit different. That's because I'm actually recording this from the studio at my job. And so everything sounds much nicer. I've got this lovely microphone and mixer and all that kind of stuff. But either way, I know this was kind of sort of a ramble. There wasn't really much of a point to this. There's no solution. I'm not giving any advice. I'm not doing anything of the sort. But then again, I mean, this is my podcast. It's called I'm Losing It, and it's not necessarily about giving out good advice or even any advice whatsoever. But I do hope that you at least enjoyed this. I hope you all completely get that I am perfectly fine. Just every so often, maybe once, maybe twice a year, I go through something in my head that sort of sets me back for a little bit. But then I get back on track and everything is just fine. So either way, I hope you all are doing very well out there. And I hope that you will keep listening to this podcast despite my weird ramblings about my depression. But thank you very much for listening. I'm your host, Brian Kroc. I'll see you next time.